I'm going to read just a verse or so found in John chapter 6. And if the Lord will help us to say a few words about it and get out of the way. Chapter 6, verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Many of his disciples, his own people, his own followers, his close connection. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, notice what he said. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. This one verse, for just a little bit, when Peter said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Today, the world is turning to everything except Jesus. They're going to and fro, a failing to recognize that He's the one that's got the salvation, the eternal life for them. Woo! Glory! Well, praise God. They're turning this way and that way and saying, I'll go my own way. Woo! I'll go the way that I won't. I doubt if you will, because He's the way, the truth, and the life. We'll have to go by Him or else. Woo! I'm afraid to go any other way. I want to go His way. I hear John being in prison. Said, go see if that's him. Or should we look for another? There ain't nothing. There ain't nothing. That's the only one. When we start turning away after other things, brother, we're only weakening ourselves. Come on. Huh? To whom should we go? There ain't nobody else to go to. He's got the words of the eternal life. Well, praise God. He's the original. Sometimes we talk about it. As for the old paths, where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. I get uneasy. I'm thinking how today they say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I said, you better say if it's the Lord's will. He's the one that's got eternal life. I better quit, hadn't I? Huh? I better stop. You probably say, I've had enough, dinner and all, today. Huh? I thought, listen, notice this. I thought of a woman in the Bible. And the Bible said she'd sought many physicians. She'd sought out many doctors. But rather grew worse. Huh? Can you imagine somebody said, I'd try another one. But brother, when she tried the real doctor, Dr. Jesus, and touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole. Of what? I'll tell you, I don't mind for you knowing it, what I'm after. I'm after something that the early church seen. Huh? Now we see it a little. We see it unsparingly. But I'm looking for it in greater measures. Is this all right? When we seek everything that we can seek, we ought to remember He's got the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. God bless you. I'll come back sometime. I've told Brother Benny that. I plan on it anyway. When we get an earlier start, you always had full stomachs. And somebody told me when I came in, said, you'll have an uphill battle. I told Brother Jack I was here when he preached one evening. See, Mike, when we get full, but we've already shouted that down, ain't we? Huh? We've already shouted that down. When we turn back to Him, turn back to the old landmarks, huh? He said we'd find rest. Didn't He do it? The old paths. What would be an old path? It would be a knee route way. It would be a praying life. It would be a fasting life. Huh? Let me say this in closing. There was a man brought to Jesus born of four. And when they got him down, there was such a crowd they couldn't get him in. You know what a lot of fellas would have said? Let's take him somewhere else. Not them boys. We've got him where we want him. Let's get him in the presence of the Lord. We've got him right where we need him to be. Huh? Let's scale the roof and get him up there and break it up. And let him down through the roof and let God heal him. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll come back and try this over with you sometime. Sometime when you ain't expecting it. I'll drop in on you. And let me tell you, as Brother Benny mentioned before, if you're here today without God, they're having a homecoming here today. But it could be somebody's homegoing. It could be by accident. It could be by heart attack. It could be by stroke. It could be anything. You never know. But I know one thing, it's dangerous to put God off. Because you don't know what tomorrow holds. But you better know who holds tomorrow. If you're here today and you've thought about seeking the Lord, you better think serious. Because tomorrow could be too late for you. Amen? It could be too late. That's right. The other day, I was called for a funeral, a boy was shot down. killed instantly. Touching story, folks. I went and there was the oldest boy with his head in his hands, weeping like a baby. That boy, they couldn't do anything with him. You know what happened? The man was shooting at that boy, but that dad pulled him out of the way and stepped in front of that boat, and it got him. That boy said, "You think about my daddy pulling me out of the way of that boat and taking it himself, dying." Oh, God. They called up in Ohio a man that I'd been in church with so many times. Died, and their funerals was the same day. 1 o'clock on a Sunday. Some of them said, "Well, you know that other man, you didn't know this fellow." I said, "I know it. But," I said, "them people has my word, and I couldn't let them down." I called the other folks, and I said, "I can't make it. We have a funeral the same time. This boy that was shot down, as far as they knew, left unsaved." Folks, let me tell you, it don't pay to put God off. Amen. It don't pay to put God off. You can put Him off one time too many. Just one time too many. And when you do, it'll be sad with your soul. Why don't you consider today, this evening, of giving your heart to Jesus? To whom will you go? He's the one that's got eternal life. He's the one that can give you life everlasting. Would you look to Him? You may leave this place and go home. Go to your places of abode. Go about your duties. And when you're least expecting it, death could claim you. And how sad it would be. How sad it would be. I don't know about you, but I want to know every day that I'm all right. I don't want to distance this thing one day, because that may be the day that I'll have to leave. Huh? I know it's quiet and it's a good time to talk to you. But I was in a revival July the 8th in 81 when I had the accident. And brother, you talk about a man being considering himself and searching himself. I sat there along the side of the road and said, "God, is everything all right? Is everything all right?" The sweetest spirit came over my soul. Hovered over me. I said, if it wasn't a heaven to gain, it'd have been worth everything in the world just to feel what I felt. The comforting grace of God moved over my heart and soul. I was ready for heaven, or I was ready for help, either one. That big undertaker, weighed 200 pounds, crawled in, put his arm around me. His heart was running like a mule, he's a beating and a thumping. I could hear his heart clear through that car seat. He was a hollering, "Don't panic, Eugene, don't panic. We're doing everything we can to get you out. The jaws of life will be here in a few minutes." He didn't know what I knew. The comforter had already come. The Lord had already moved on the scene. He bathed my soul in the goodness of God. I sat there, the body racked in pain, but my soul was at ease with the Lord. Brother, honey, it don't make any difference about these bodies much. It's how your soul is. But let me tell you, just keep putting it off. And you know what will happen? It'll catch you in your sins. That's what'll happen. People said, I know, preacher, I'm going to catch up with this after a while. I'm going to get saved. But you know what happens? The enemy just keeps leading them on down the road. Leading them on down the road. Daddies and mamas has prayed prayers. They've sought God. The tears that they've shed and the prayers that they've prayed for you. Are you still going to ignore them prayers? Are you still going to go on and just let them go without any effect on you? We're going to pray. Is it all right to give an altar call? I know it's late. I know it's late. But what would be wrong with praying? I'll tell you one thing. If we could pray more and talk less. Oh, I felt a streak of glory again. Some mom's daughter, some mom's son may be sitting right in this audience, their heart pounding. And they may be thinking about giving their heart to Jesus. Thinking this homecoming's about to quit, about to wind up. And still, I haven't gave my heart to the Lord. I'm going to leave you in a few minutes and go back to Morgan County. But while heads bows and eyes closes, I want to ask a question. If there's someone here that's unsaved, that you discern an interest in the prayers of the saints of God, would you slip up your hand with mine and slip it back down? Somebody that's drifted away from the Lord, would you just slip your hand up with mine and slip it back down and by that be saying, I desire the prayers of the saints of God. Is there a hand? Did you know something? We may not raise our hand, but the Lord knows we're here. He knows exactly where we're sitting. And if you're here this evening and you feel the urge to pray, would you do that? Would you do that? While they just get a chorus or something to sing, could we just offer this? Could we just offer the invitation to pray? Just offer the invitation to you. And if we fail to accept it, we'll be the one. We'll be the one. We'll have to suffer the consequences. If I were you today, I wouldn't let this homecoming close until I gave my heart to the Lord. If I drifted far from the shore, I'd make a comeback. I'd be like Brother Young. I'd start a new beginning. Today at this altar. So I could lead my loved ones to Jesus. God bless your heart.